This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, can we first of all just check the connection? Can we just check the audio? Have I got audio jumping up and down on there? Yeah? And can I get a connection to the girl's side as well, if possible? الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على عبد الله ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We're just waiting a minute or so while we just get the girls connected, inshallah. Just tell me what's going wrong. I shared the password with them. Can I just confirm the YouTube stream is working okay? Have we got audio? Have we got video? Is everybody happy? Shabab? I've already shared it with you. It's the same as sisters, yeah. Just wait a minute while we get the girls online. Do we have a problem with the girls' microphone? Is it not loud enough? Okay. Can you just give me a heads up on the YouTube stream so we can start? Habibi, I have some amazingly unusual punishments for people who disrupt my class. So don't start. Okay, we're going to start. We're going to make a start, inshallah. And if there are any issues, then the tech team can sort them out, inshallah, yeah? You can let me know if the stream is not working or something like that. Just give me a shout, okay? Alright. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Today, we're going to be talking about sins. We're going to be talking about the things which are haram in Islam. Okay? I want to ask you first of all a question. This is for the boys because the girls are still getting connected. So question for the boys. Why did Allah make things haram? There's more than one. First of all, before that, put your hands down. First question. What does haram mean? In case you guys think haram is a type of ice cream or something like that. What does haram mean? Okay. Here it is. Something that you can't eat. Okay, that's an example. Could you give me a more general understanding?
You know,
something you shouldn't do. So shouldn't is like a light word, right? Like you shouldn't do it, but you know,
definitely not do.
What are the consequences if you do something haram? What are the consequences if you do something haram? You get sins. Okay. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the example of sins as the example. Yes, I can. He gave the example of the heart. Your heart starts clean and pure. Girls, can you mute the microphone on your side, please? Starts clean and pure. When you do something which is haram, you get nuktatun sawda. You get a black dot on your heart. If you keep doing more and more things that are haram, you get another one. And then another one, and another one, and another one. And if you don't change and turn back to Allah, your heart will become completely covered. And that is the statement of Allah, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their hearts were sealed because of what they used to do. كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. On that day, they will not be allowed to look at Allah. So on the day when the believers are looking at Allah, on the day when the believers are عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ, sitting on a throne, looking at what is happening, enjoying themselves in the shade of the throne of Allah, on that day some people will be in the worst situation, and some of those are the people whose hearts got sealed. Do you understand what he means by sealed? And it got a dot and a dot and a dot and a dot until the whole heart became covered, and Allah said, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their hearts became completely covered because of what they used to do. So now, we talked about the consequences of the sin. We talked about the consequences of the sin, right? We said that you're going to get sins. And sins keep on adding up on your heart, until your heart might even get sealed because of it. Now I have a question for you. Why did Allah make things haram? Alright, tafadhal. Girls, 1 second, I'll call you and I need you. Yeah? Yes. To stop us doing bad things. Okay, girls, what do you think? Okay, if you change the word some of to all of, your answer is perfect. So, the girls mentioned two things, and I like what you said. The girls mentioned two things. They said, first of all, it's a test. And second of all, everything that is haram is bad for you. Wallah, everything. The girl said some things, but I'm not going to say some things. Every single thing that is haram because it's bad for you. It's bad for you. It is bad for you in this world. It's bad for you in the akhirah. It's bad for you when you stand in front of Allah. Allah didn't make something haram to make life hard for you. Allah said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah wants to make things easy for you. He doesn't want to make them hard for you. Allah never made something haram so your life could be hard. Allah made it haram because it's bad for you. It's bad for you in your dunya, it's bad for you in your religion, it's bad for you in your akhirah. And Allah tests you to see if you are going to stick to those limits or you're not going to stick to those limits. What are some of the rewards for keeping away from what is haram? Let's listen to the boys first, then we'll take from the girls. Jannah, you're right, Jannah. Girls, if we're more specific, many times in Jannah, what do you get if you kept away from a certain type of haram? You get a better version of it there. Can you give me an example, girls? Thinking about food and drink. Okay, Muslims are not allowed to drink alcohol. We all agreed? Yeah? All agreed. We're not allowed. What will you drink in Jannah if you kept away from alcohol in this life? What will you drink in Jannah? Wine. You're going to drink the wine of paradise. Okay, if you kept away from eating from gold and silver plates and gold and silver forks in this life, I don't mean the ones that are metal, like steel, I mean the ones that are silver, and you kept away from it, Allah will give you gold and silver plates and cutlery in paradise. So when you give something up for Allah, Allah will always give you better in this world, and Allah will always give you better in paradise. Excellent. Now my question for the boys is, are all of the things which are haram the same? Is all haram the same? Yes, Mubin. So some haram things are worse than others, have bigger consequences than others. So what do we call the things which are haram, which are very, have very, very severe consequences? What do we call them, Muhammad? Sorry? Like, for example, alcohol is called Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of everything which is filthy and everything which is evil. Good. But I want to know what you call the sins, what do you call the sins which are, have the biggest consequences? What are they all called? They have a name for them. Or, no, I don't mean one sin like drinking alcohol or stealing. I want the whole category has a name. One second. Let me just see, something's going funny. Okay. That's strange. Just one second, girls. I've got a slight problem with my earpiece. I don't know why. It's not behaving. Let's see. Okay. One second, girls. We'll try to fix that small problem, inshallah. Try it again. I may need to borrow yours. For some reason, these have stopped working. Okay, 1 second, girls, while I just get you set back up again. What do you call them, Muhammad? Major sins. We call them. Just reconnect that for me and bring it back to me once reconnected. We call them kaba'ir, major sins. What makes a sin a major sin, boys? What makes a sin a major sin? An addictive sin. Hold that thought, I'm going to come back to it, okay? What makes a sin a major sin? Don't let me forget that. I'm going to come back to it. Yes, Mubin. Okay, major consequences. It has major consequences. So, for example, what could those consequences be? Those major consequences, what could they be? Just go with the second one. The black dot is not a major consequence. The major consequence is hellfire. Burning in hellfire forever. Or for a very long time. So for sure, that is a big consequence. So anything which Allah said, you go to hell for, this is a major sin. Okay, what else, Mubin? But I don't want to know the name of the sin. I want to know what makes a sin major. Girls, what do you think? Hannah said correctly that you get hellfire for it. So any sin that says, if you do this sin, don't play with that wire. If you do this sin, you're going to go to the hellfire. Sit up nicely. Yeah? Then, that is a major sin. What else? Girls, you got an idea? Not forgiven easily. That's a difficult one. That's a difficult one. It's not forgiven without tawbah. That would be a good one. It's not forgiven without tawbah. So any sin that doesn't get forgiven automatically is a major sin. For example, there are some sins just get forgiven by praying. You don't even need to ask forgiveness for it. And you can get forgiven. At least, alhamdulillah. Ya rahmakallah. Yeah? You can get forgiven just by praying. You can get forgiven by giving charity. You can get forgiven by just being good for the rest of the day. But there are some sins you can only get forgiven if you ask for it specifically, and you really want forgiveness for it. So that's good. So the sin that says hellfire, and the sin that you can only be forgiven if you specifically ask for it. Okay. Don't climb up. Yeah. If the sin says you're going to get destroyed, like it says, there's going to be halak, al-wail, wailun li kulli humazati lumaza. It says you're going to get destroyed. Okay, what else? What about the sin that says that Allah is going to curse you? فَأُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. Those people, Allah's curses upon them. وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. What else? Sagha. Punishment of the grave. If you do this sin, you're going to get punished in your grave. إِنَّهُمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذِّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ. These two people are being punished in their grave, and they're not being punished for something people think is major. In other words, it's a major sin, but people don't realize it. Yes, Muhammad. No, the black dot is for any sin. Any sin. If a person does a sin, there's then written on their heart is a black dot. Yes. Maybe all sins affect your place in the hereafter. It could be that all of them. But I want, like, how do we know it's major? So, recap. Hellfire. You can't get forgiveness unless you ask specifically for it. It could be Allah's curse or Allah's anger. Allah says, غضب الله عليهم. Allah is angry with them. المغضوب عليهم. The people, Allah is angry with them. Okay, Allah's anger, Allah's curse, Allah's punishment, the punishment of the grave, the hellfire. Okay. These major sins, are they all the same? Girls say no. But girls, they all, I mean, like the hellfire, Allah's anger, Allah's curse, how can we prove that they are not all the same? Yeah, you can give me an example, evidence, how I can know that the major sins are not all the same. Can you give me a major sin that is definitely worse than others? Shirk. So Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive you to make a partner with Him, but Allah forgives anything else for whoever He wills. What does that tell us? It tells us that making a partner with Allah is worse than any other sin. Okay, what about worse than murder? Is it worse than murder? Yeah, it's worse than murder. Because Allah said Allah forgives everything else. This is the one sin. If you die and you didn't change and you didn't ask forgiveness, then Allah will not forgive it. Even the other major sins, when you die, Allah could forgive it. Even if you didn't ask. Even if you didn't ask. Yeah? What about? Okay. There are some other sins which are similar to shirk or come in the same category as it. Like acts of disbelief, like mocking Allah and making fun of the religion and so on. All of these come under kufriyat, the things that take a person outside of Islam. That's another proof, what Muhammad mentioned. There are some sins that take you outside of Islam. They stop you from being a Muslim. Mubin, please don't, because if the power goes off, then all the live stream will go off as well. What, could you give an example of, could you guys give an example of some sins that take you out of Islam? Muhammad, you said mocking Allah, right? Making fun of Allah, or making fun of the religion of Islam, or making fun of the things that Allah told you to do. This takes you out of Islam. Yes. So not believing in Allah, saying Allah does not exist, or saying that I don't believe in Allah or Allah doesn't exist, that also takes you outside of Islam. Yes.
It's one of them, like
I know what you mean, like disgracing something from the religion. Like, for example, somebody like is, for example, they ripped the pages from the Quran and they stood on it or something like that. And yes, this is also from those things. Yes. So what if they pray to someone who, not to Allah? So they pray to other than Allah. They don't pray to Allah. They pray to statues or stones or trees. Yes. So what if they make up laws that Allah didn't make and they say those laws are better than Allah's law? Yes, this also is from the nawaqid, the things that takes a person outside of Islam. Girls, what do you think? If you don't pray your prayers, if you're someone who doesn't pray, this also takes you outside of Islam, according to the stronger opinion. If you don't pray your five daily prayers, then this is also something that takes you outside of Islam, according to the stronger opinion. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum. As-salah, faman tarakaha faqad kafar. The difference between us and them is the prayer, and whoever leaves it has disbelieved. Yes. Worshipping beside anything besides Allah. Could you give me an example, Muhammad, of worshipping something besides Allah? Statues and idols. Could you give me a different example, girls, of worshipping something besides Allah? You got an example, girls? Yeah. People worship the stars, the sun, the moon. People worship people. Yeah, living and dead. People worship graves and people worship dead people. Okay, all of these are from yani the worst of the major sins and from the nawaqid that takes a person outside of Islam. Yes.
Some people worship animals.
Some people worship animals, for sure, yeah. Very good, yes. Some people worship prophets, that's also true. Very good. Okay. If these are the worst of the major sins, these are the worst of the worst, the things that take you outside of Islam. Yeah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive you, make a partner with Him, but He forgives anything less than that for whoever He wants. What is the sin that is the next worst type of sin? So we said, kufr and shirk comes number one. The things that take you out of Islam, and the things that take you out of Islam, and the things that make a partner with Allah. What is the next worst one? Okay, there are a number of sins. There are a number of sins that Allah mentioned as being among the worst of the worst. But, and among those are murder for sure. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. Don't kill a person that Allah did not give you the right to kill. That is for sure. But above that, there is one sin which is worse because people don't repent from it. What is the sin that people almost never repent from? Go on. Yeah. No, because people, if they said something bad about the Prophet ﷺ, they can repent, right? They can realize they were wrong and change. What's the sin that people don't usually realize they are wrong? Yes.
Hina.
Like worshipping a prophet?
Yeah.
No, still, even that people can repent from. There's one that people mostly don't repent from, Muhammad. nor worshipping statues many people accept Islam and repent. Huh? No. It has to be something they don't realize they're doing. So it can't be like cigarettes or alcohol, or it has to be something they don't realize that they are doing it. What's the major sin that people don't realize that they do? No, I mean something that even if you said to them it's haram, they would say to you, no it isn't. And it's a major sin. Go on. No. If I say to someone, you don't pray, they're going to say to me, yeah, I should pray. I mean a sin that I say to, ya akhi, stop doing it. He says, what do you mean? It's the best thing you can do. Yes, Muhammad. Yeah, go on. Yeah. No, being bad to your parents is a major sin for sure. But I'm talking about something people, they will not ever admit it's a sin. Yes. No, not backbiting. Not swearing. They're all sins. I'm talking about something we call bid'ah. Bid'ah. Inventing something new, a new belief or a new practice in the religion of Islam. Because when those people do it, what do they think they are doing? They think they are doing the best good deeds. For example, celebrating the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. When you say to them, this is kabiratun min kabair al-dhunub, this is a major sin from the major sins. They say, major sin? This is the major reason to get good deeds. They don't repent from it because they think it's something good. They are al-akhsarina a'mala, alladhina dhalla sa'yuhum fi al-hayati ad-dunya wa hum yahsabuna annahum yuhsinuna sun'a. They think they are doing the best deeds, but in fact they are doing something which is hated by Allah. Do you know what the Prophet ﷺ said about people who do bid'ah? He said, suhkan suhkan liman ghayyara ba'di. Get out of my sight, get out of my sight. The person who changed something in Islam after me. They don't come in front of my face. Get away from me, get away from me. Suhkan is the worst thing you can say. Get out of my face, I don't want to see you. The one who changed something in Islam after me. So this is from among the worst major sins that people never repent from. Because they never think I'm doing something wrong. They think what they're doing is so good in the sight of Allah. Now we've got the other major sins which Allah described as the worst. So you mentioned قتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. Killing someone that Allah didn't give you permission except with right. What else comes in that? We've said shirk is right at the top. Shirk, khas, shirk is number one, the worst of the worst. Then we said bid'ah, because people don't repent from it. Now I'm saying about the other sins that Allah described as being the worst kinds of sins. We talked about killing a person without right. What else? Drinking alcohol, for sure. And drinking it, selling it. Even selling it to the non-Muslim, doesn't matter. All of it is the same. Riba, interest. Yes. Ooh, the girls came up with a good one. Oppression. Oppressing other people, like hurting other people. Very good. I think it's time for the adhan now, inshallah, approximately. Time now. Take a break, guys. Think about what are the worst major sins. We mentioned shirk and bid'ah. Now I want you guys to come with the sins that Allah said are the worst kinds of sins. After the adhan, inshallah. Adhan.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة سبحان الله Okay, let's recap what we were talking about. We were talking about the worst of the major sins. We said number one is making a partner with Allah and all the things that take you outside of the religion of Islam. Number two, we said, is in many ways you can say bid'ah because people, not because of something, but because people don't repent from it. They don't, because they see it to be the best of deeds. Okay. There are a number of things that Allah mentioned as being among the worst of sins. Yani the mubiqat, the destructive sins, that the worst of the worst. You mentioned killing someone. You mentioned being bad to your parents. You mentioned, what else did we mention? Go on, Muhammad. Sorry? You have to speak up, Muhammad. No, I don't know. Being impure, I don't think so. It doesn't come under the major sins like that. Sorry, girls. I got you both in my ear at the same time. Cheating and lying and scamming. Very good. قول زور وشهادة زور. Cheating and lying and scamming. Excellent. Backbiting and slander. Very good. Go on here. Stealing from someone, or not stealing, like kidnapping someone. Yeah, but that comes under, yeah, you're right, that comes under separate thing. That comes under, like, what do they call it? Qati' al-tariq, the bandit, you know, like people who steal, like kidnap people and rob people. Okay, very good. That's absolutely true. I 100% agree with you. So even relationships that are not, let's make it general. All relationships that are not allowed by Islam. So that could be boyfriend, girlfriend, and the rest. Yeah. Any relationship which is not, which is outside of marriage, yani. Marriage between a man and a woman. That's what Islam allows. Doesn't allow any other kind of intimate relationships. Excellent. That was very good. Girls, what do you got for me? Taking the wealth of the orphan. Right? ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده. Don't go near to the wealth of the orphan until they reach the age of adulthood. إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. The people who take the wealth of the orphan without right, they're gonna take the fire into their stomach and they're gonna go to the fire. Very good. What else? Yes. So okay, alcohol. Very good. Alcohol and the other drugs which affect your mind, Danny. They affect like illegal drugs that affect your mind. Very good. It all comes under al-khamr. Yes, Muhammad. Making fun of your Muslim brother. Very good. All the things which are mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat. Yeah? What's mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat? وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ يَكُونُ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Don't make fun of each other. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't call each other names. Don't insult each other. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. All the things which I mentioned, they're very good, like insulting people, making fun of them, mocking them, backbiting, calling people names. Very good. We still didn't get those. I was talking about the worst of the worst. Al-mubiqat, al-muhliqat, the ones that destroy you. That comes under the things that take you out of Islam. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. The Prophet ﷺ, he said in an authentic hadith, and I'm going to bring the hadith for you now. He said, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. He said, اجتنبوا السبع الموبقات. He said, keep away from seven sins that destroy you. Who can tell me what the seven are? You can mention anything that's already been there, but you have to guess exactly the seven, okay? So let's see, who can get it right? I'm going to go around each of you. You each give your best guess. Okay, we'll start with the girls. Give us one, girls. One of the seven destructive sins. You got one? Shirk. Very good. The first one, ashirku billah, making a partner with Allah. Muhammad, huh? Nah, it doesn't come under this hadith. It doesn't mean it's not destructive, but it's not in this hadith. This hadith mentions shirk. What else? Not joking is not mentioned on it. Not mocking the religion is not mentioned in it. Yes. No, that's not mentioned in this hadith. In this hadith it's mentioned shirk, and it's mentioned as-sihr, magic. And the third one that's mentioned is قَتْلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, killing someone without right, murder. And the fourth one that is mentioned is أَكْلُ الرِّبَى, taking interest. Do you guys know what interest is? Where you, for example, you borrow money and you pay back more than you borrowed. Like a mortgage or a credit card debt, yeah, which is a non-Islamic one, Kenny, which is riba based, yeah. وَأَكْلُ مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ, taking the wealth of the orphan. Taking the wealth of the orphan. Okay, what else? This last one, there's two more that you have never said in this whole sitting out of this hadith, you didn't mention it. What do you think it is? No, it's not. Yes. not. You're all right about these, but they're not mentioned in this hadith. When you're fighting a battle, what could be the worst thing you could do if you're fighting a battle? Okay, killing yourself, that's true. But apart from killing yourself comes under killing someone without right. Killing your own side, wow. Give me another one. You're fighting a battle, what could be a major sin that you do? Girls, what do you think? Oh, okay, close. Run away. Running away from the battlefield. Running away, like imagine that, Jenny. You and your friends are, you're together in the army, and you're fighting your enemy, and one of you just drops down the gun and runs home, and says, "I don't want to fight anymore." At-tawalli yawm az-zahf. And the last one is, what could be a major sin that you do towards a good Muslim woman? What could be something? She didn't do anything wrong. There's no relationship. What could be a sin that you might, that people do towards that? No, not marrying them off to someone horrible. What do you think, Muhammad? Not mocking them, but close. Not mocking them. Nearly accusing them of... yeah, giving a false accusation against them. Like it was done to our mother Aisha radiallahu anha. So basically to say about them that she's not faithful to her husband, or she is going off with somebody else, or she has a boyfriend, and these kind of things to say, make a false accusation against her, which is not true. And that is which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the seven. He mentioned those seven. Does that mean they are the worst? No, there are others among the seven. For example, being bad to your parents is not mentioned. Committing suicide is not mentioned. Even though all of these are kaba'ir, they're all from the worst of the major sins. Okay, last question maybe, we can take a couple more questions. We're going to continue this theme anyway next week, but we're going to take a couple more questions, inshallah. Okay, I want to ask you about something that Ahmed said. Did I get your name wrong? What's your name? Ahmed. So I said Ahmed. You looked at me like I called you John or something. Yalla, Ahmed. Right. Listen carefully to what Ahmed said, because Ahmed is going to tell you a way that a small sin could become a big sin. We can just ask the brothers to just be careful about the noise level, yeah? Ikhwani, the noise is coming. How could, Ahmed, you said addictive. How could a small sin become a really big one? No, anyone can answer. Ahmed gave us the, if you keep on doing a small sin and you don't repent, that small sin automatically becomes a big one. So in other words, being addicted to something in itself is a major sin, even if the sin that you're addicted to is small. For example, and now you mentioned a very good one before. Do you remember what you mentioned that a lot of people do and they're kind of addicted to? You did mention one kind of sin that a lot of people do it a lot and they don't think about it. Something you say. Did you not say swearing to me before?
Oh yes, swearing.
Yeah? People swear, they don't think about it. Right? Now I'm not talking about occasionally. Sometimes you slip. You stubbed your toe and a bad word came out. Astaghfirullah, I'm not going to do it again. But some people, swearing is every minute of every day. Bad language coming out. Now, even if that bad language is a small sin, when you get addicted and you do it again and again and again and again, that small sin becomes a big sin. For example, some people, let's say as an example, they are listening to something haram. They're listening to something which is haram. And maybe what they're listening to is not that big of a deal in the beginning. But they keep on doing it again and again and again. So that small sin becomes big in the sight of Allah. Okay. We have a lot more to talk about, inshallah, next week. We have to talk about how to repent, how to change, how to get out of your addictions. We have to talk about some specific major sins that people fall into. But inshallah, for today, I think that is a good amount, and it gives us enough time for us to get ourselves ready. Ikhwani, can I remind you something? The class starts at 5 o'clock. Please tell your parents, don't bring you at 5:15 or 5:20 or 5:25. You come at 5 o'clock, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Today, we had a little bit of a problem with something made us late, but we need to get people in earlier, inshallah. Okay? Did anyone have any last quick question to ask before we finish? Two. Both of you can ask, yes. Yes. Smoking is really bad, and cigarettes are really bad, because of three reasons. Number one, you are killing yourself. Yeah, you're causing yourself harm in your health. You saw the people's lungs who smoke, all are black lungs, and they're causing themselves sickness, and they're causing themselves maybe to get cancer, maybe to die. Yeah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Don't make your own hand the reason why you die. When the person takes a cigarette, his own hand is making it. The second thing is, the smell that comes from it is it beautiful? Is it a smell like perfume? Does it smell like roses? It's khabith. The Prophet ﷺ didn't let you come to the salah if you ate garlic. Is garlic halal or haram? Halal, right? He didn't let you come and stand in the row if you ate garlic. What about the smell of cigarettes? It's worse than garlic. That's the second thing. The third thing is, it wastes your money. It's like you may as well roll up a 20-pound note and light it. It's the same thing. You're burning your money away. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The people who waste their money are the brothers of shaitan. That's three reasons why it's a big sin. Okay? Safa, your question and then we finish. Yeah, wasting money, but you have to try to stop. So next week we have to listen to how to break addictions. That has to be a topic for next week, right? How do we break addictions? Ahmed, you had last one. Or not? Halas? Okay, inshallah. That's what Allah Azza wa Jalla made easy for us to mention. Allah knows best. Wassalatu wassalam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala